Now, Ukraine says Russian forces have retreated from the eastern city of Izium as its troops close in on the logistical hub. The counteroffensive has made significant gains in the eastern Kharkiv region, retaking dozens of towns and villages in the past week. Meanwhile, Russia has deployed more troops to shore up its defences. But the Moscow-backed administration in the Kharkiv region admits the Ukrainian advance has been rapid. Let's get more on this. Gabriel Elizondo has been following developments from the outskirts of Kyiv. So, Gabe, we're hearing of these significant advances in the last few hours. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, this has been a huge and ambitious military blitz by the Ukrainians. And it started about 3 days ago, and it's just been picking up steam every day for the last 3 days. And now the Ukrainians are on the cusp of retaking the very strategic and important city of Izium, southeast of Kharkiv City. This is a critical turning point in this war, because Izium is a city of more than 50,000 people. It's not a village, it's not a town. It is a small city, but it was taken by the Russians in March and April after nearly 6 weeks of fighting. The Russians have held it ever since, and it's been a stronghold of the Russian military for the last several months. They've been using it as a key transit point on the rail line system there to supply their troops, the Russian troops, from the Donbass region all the way into the Kharkiv region as well. This is why the fact that the Ukrainians have been able to retake it is so significant. It basically means that the Ukrainians have cut off supply lines to the entire portion, to an entire portion of the Russian soldiers there. And this blitz has really been incredible by the Ukrainians in many ways, or remarkable, I should say, because just in Izium, like I said, it took 6 weeks for the Russians over fierce fighting to take that city. It appears the Ukrainians have retaken it in less than a day. The Russian front lines have collapsed. There's simply no other way to state it. At least the Russian front lines in the northeast region near Kharkiv. The Russians have been pulling out, pulling back. The soldiers for the Russians that were on the front lines that were not well trained and not well equipped were easily overrun by the Ukrainians. The Russian troops that were further back and more entrenched that did have more troops and better equipment, they seem to essentially pull out and run away. That's pretty much the situation that we're seeing in the northeast. And even on pro-Russian Telegram channels, you are hearing things like, this was a defeat, clearly we were caught off guard. These are the kind of things that you're hearing even from pro-Russian onlookers here. So clearly, the question now for the Ukrainians is how far do they go? How far do they push this? But right now, they clearly have a major momentum in the northeast, and they have retaken strategic areas that are a major setback for the Russians and a major success for the Ukrainians.
All right, Gabe, thanks for that. Gabriel Elizondo reporting from the outskirts of Kyiv. Thank you.